Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Tuesday afternoon, as we always do, we'd like to get together with Jim Robbins, Washington Times senior editorial writer for the Robbins Report. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Romney's piece through strength, the GOP candidate would put an end to the apology tours that had to be good news for your ears and many others.
Yeah, Mitt Romney gave a great speech at the Virginia Military Institute on Monday in which he outlined his policy differences with the current administration on foreign policy, but more importantly, his different style, the leadership that he wants to bring, and the assertiveness to American foreign policy. So all in all, I thought it was a great speech.
Yeah, I did too, and I had mentioned yesterday at times I thought it was almost Reagan-esque. Now, some people didn't go that far, but I saw some comparisons that I really liked. You know the peace through strength and not willing to give up the superpower status like so many Democrats are willing to do, including this president. So I found it very informative, and I found it enlightening.
Oh, definitely. I think that the Reagan comparison is an apt one. I think that the campaign definitely likes to hear that, because part of the subterranean meme is the notion that there's an analogy between Mitt Romney and Reagan and President Obama and Jimmy Carter. So just as our foreign policy was weakened in the 70s and Reagan rode to the rescue, now Mr. Romney will come to resuscitate American power in the next few years after Mr. Obama had weakened the country. So definitely Reagan-esque is what they want to hear.
Yeah. I love the fact that he talked about, rebuilding the military. Obviously we talk about, peace through strength, but part of that is bringing the military back up to where it once was and not being afraid to spend the money with the military, and let's cut out some of the programs we don't need.
Yes, the impending sequestration, the automatic military budget cuts that are coming if Congress can't get its act together and pass a budget, really works to Mr. Romney's favor because, even the White House admits that this is a looming threat. And so the question becomes, how did the military budget become kind of the default mechanism for solving all of our budget problems? Why don't we focus on entitlements and things like that, things that play to Mr. Romney's strengths? So, yes, definitely the notion that America's military budget has to be reconstituted is something that Mr. Romney can argue and Mr. Obama can sort of stand there and wonder about.
Yeah. I was just talking about the Military Times poll that was released that shows that an overwhelming majority of the military are supporting Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama. Were you surprised by that?
No, nobody should be surprised by that. When you look at folks in the military and their family values, orientation, their discipline, and other things that kind of draw them into the Republican side, I think that has a lot to do with it. Also, the notion that President Obama has never really been a fan of the men and women in uniform. I know that he has tried to undertake various programs to improve his standing with them, or at least with the public in terms of perceptions. But I don't think people in the military really believe that the current commander-in-chief is their buddy.
Yeah, and, I just pointed out just a few minutes ago when talking about this very story, the fact is the military... What was I going to tell you? That quickly, I forgot what it was. But anyway.
Andy, you're thinking a mile a minute. You're way ahead
honestly,
of us and everything.
Honestly, so. Sometimes it's just like it comes in so fast, it leaves so quickly. You know, it'll come to me, though, as soon as I start in a different direction, then it'll pop into my head. And it always does that. All right. Speaking of things popping into my head, Big Bird has become this focal point of this Obama administration. What is the problem here?
Oh, this is so good. I mean, I think they thought they had Mitt Romney over a barrel when he kind of made that gratuitous comment about we're going to cut Big Bird. And so they come out with this ad making fun of him and so forth. But then the Sesame Street people get on the administration's case for using, their nonprofit stuff in their ads. But furthermore, I think wiser heads on the Democratic side understand that associating President Obama with an 8-foot-tall yellow puppet is probably not the best thing that they want to do. So I think they're going to be backing off that critique pretty rapidly.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple of the guys on MSNBC, Chuck Todd this morning as an example on MSNBC, was very upset that the Obama administration kept making reference to Big Bird, because that automatically tells people to go back to the debate, and the debate did not go well for Barack Obama. So he figured it's got to be a negative. ABC News came out this morning and said that the ad was just an awful ad. So there are a lot of people concerned that the administration may be doing themselves in. Now, in my case, I kind of like to sit back and watch all that happen.
Well, I'll tell you, just from my perspective, I did a meme on Facebook where I likened it to the American Eagle. Basically, it's choose your bird. You want Big Bird, or do you want, you know, the American Eagle? And that thing, like, went with wildfire, like 3,000 shares just overnight. I mean, people are really keyed into this whole bird issue, and it's not going to work well for the president. They think that they're mocking Romney when they do this, but for the reasons you explained and other reasons, it's just not working well for them. They got to back off this right away.
Yeah. A couple other things I wanted to get to. I know that you were quite surprised that Hugo Chavez won re-election.
Yeah, you know, they had some North Korean election monitors down there, and, you know, I thought they'd guarantee a fair election, but whatever.
You know, whenever you see tanks in the street and guys with machine guns on election day, that should tip you off that maybe, just maybe, it's not on the up and up.
Yeah, nothing says democracy like tanks in the streets.
Yeah, but the White House, they went ahead and they congratulated them.
Oh, heck yeah, and they expect Chavez to congratulate Mr. Obama, you know, right as the polls close, I'm sure.
That was funny. What was it, last week? There was that, I think you and I even talked about it. Hugo Chavez had mentioned that, hey, he'd vote for Obama.
Exactly, you know, so was Fidel Castro, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we mentioned North Korea a minute ago. North Korea said its missiles can hit U.S. mainland. I guess they're flexing their muscles again, or trying to?
They're flexing their imagination, maybe. I don't think that they have anything that can hit the mainland. Maybe Hawaii is the best estimate I've heard. Why they're saying things like this, anybody knows, but I'm sure that the Obama administration will rush over some foreign aid.
Yeah, probably so. Libya, the latest there, ABC News evidently obtained an internal State Department email from May 3rd of 2012 indicating that the State Department denied a request from the security team at the embassy of Libya to retain a DC-3 airplane in the country to better conduct their duties. I'm not too concerned about the DC-3, but I'm very much concerned that the security presence was greatly diminished over time.
Yeah, it's really terrible, and we're going to see more information come out, hopefully, at the congressional hearings that I think are starting tomorrow. But it didn't take a genius to understand that what was going on in Libya was highly dangerous. We had reports in the Washington Times based on news reports in the region showing that there were attacks on Western interests. They tried to assassinate the British ambassador. They even did an attack on our consulate in Benghazi in June, you know, before later doing a successful attack there in September. So the fact that the State Department was cutting back or saying there's no threat or trying to blame a YouTube video or something like that is just not credible.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, out of time for this week. I'm going to work on my memory and try to come up with what I missed there. Oh, you know what I just did? I just did, just like that. Voting issues for the military. You know, we were doing the military poll story. Maybe this explains, with Obama so far down within the military voters, maybe this explains some of the problems that the military was having voting in some of these, in some of these special elections or some of the early voting states.
Oh, definitely. Well, you know, he better keep the troops happy, though, because who's going to drive those tanks in the streets at home?
That's right. Yeah, good point. I don't know why I didn't think of that. All right, well, thanks, Jim. We'll do it next week.
Okay, thanks, Dan.
See ya. Jim Robbins, Washington Times senior editorial writer with the Robbins Report.